Uganda has been like heaven to South Sudanese refugees in East Africa. Over 1.2 million South Sudanese refugees have taken refuge in Uganda ever since the war broke out in South Sudan. Uganda alone has half of the South Sudanese refugees population across East Africa. Some of the South Sudanese refugees who fled to other neighboring countries find their own way into Uganda. Apiyo Wall is one of those.
I have been here for 3 months exactly. When the war came up last year, our organization took us from Juba, Nairobi. And then we have been there for 9 months. After that, the government of Kenya refused to give us a visa. That is why we come from Nairobi to Uganda. So the Ugandan give us a visa, and they accept us to stay here as South Sudanese in Uganda. It is good to be in Uganda. Yeah, because when you are in Uganda, you feel like you are at home.
The new South Sudanese people coming to Gulu are coming with their own habits. The chairperson, LC1 Kanyagoga, Florence Atoh, complains.
I have received information of some of them teaming up with the wrong elements around independent, beginning smoking opium, which gives them the courage to stealing, fighting, among others. Because yesterday I received one case of theft involving a South Sudanese who stole about 8 trousers, woofers, and a laptop computer.
Not only the LC1 complains about this, but also the locals. My colleague Ashraf Jaffar caught up with one of the locals who shares his opinion.
My name is Odong, resident of Kanyagoga. I also operate my boda boda from Kanyagoga. These are some of challenges and problems I see from the young South Sudanese. South Sudanese boys is that they smoke marijuana, especially about 3 to 4 months. Above, some of them even fight among themselves and other Ugandans. I have not come across one in particular who has been arrested of theft. The major problem, I think, is due to lack of money, which has made them to become frustrated.
I am Michael Ojok. My colleagues Hadia Hassan and Ashraf Jaffar for DW Academy training on mobile reporting in Gulu, Uganda.